This is JIS News. Coming up, feasibility study to be carried out for the damming of Bogwok Gorge, health facilities in the Southern Regional Health Authority to be upgraded, and several opportunities open for public-private partnerships between Jamaica and Canada. Details after the break. Stay with us.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox, and it must do by April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No, man, it very affordable.
All right. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Now the news. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says a dam in the Bogwok Gorge in St. Catherine would create an opportunity to develop key areas of water and human consumption, irrigation purposes, and expand Jamaica's capabilities in renewable energy. A feasibility study is to be carried out for the damming of the gorge following the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the government and China Harbour Engineering Company, CHEC. The dam would be able to store up to 1,900 million gallons and supply 80 million gallons per day. The Mona Dam, the country's largest water facility, stores 800 million gallons.
This one is particularly exciting because it could significantly adjust our normal annual concern about water for the Kingston metropolitan region. Assuming the technical analysis goes well, it will certainly put that problem to bed for a long in the foreseeable future.
Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies. He says once the study indicates that the concept can work, it will move to the implementation stage. Health facilities in the Southern Regional Health Authority will be upgraded during the new financial year, which begins April 1. State Minister with responsibility for primary healthcare infrastructure, Luther Buchanan, says the Junction and Bellevue Health Centers in St. Elizabeth will be given priority focus. He says the dental equipment at the Junction Health Center needs upgrading, while the unused maternity ward should be put into operation soon. Refurbishing work will be carried out at the Mayorsville, Portsea and Malvern centers. The minister was speaking with JIS News following a tour of the 5 health centers in the region. Senior Trade Commissioner at the Canadian High Commission, Rick McElreyes, says numerous opportunities exist for infrastructure public-private partnerships, PPPs, between Jamaica and Canada. PPPs are defined as government service or ventures provided and operated by the private sector. Mr. McElreyes says the PPP model could also be applied to the field of technology, pointing out that he has had several discussions with local engineers on the issue.
In a dialogue I was having with the Jamaica Engineers Association, a question came up with how could we engage more Canadian technology into building products here? Because Canada has some very advanced technologies, especially in energy conservation. So there's a cash flow issue on that, but the payout is real.
Mr. McElreyes says the PPP model could also be applied to the field of technology, pointing out that he has had several discussions with local engineers on the issue. Mr. McElreyes was speaking with JIS News following a PPP expertise seminar hosted by the Canadian government at its High Commission in Kingston recently. The seminar was held under the theme, Possibilities Abound, Canada and Jamaica Partnerships in Infrastructure. And Government Senator Neville Clark is proposing compulsory national service for all Jamaican youth as a means of developing their sense of service and discipline. He says young people must be steered towards a kind of discipline and way of life conducive to a law-abiding society.
My proposal also is that those young persons would have to spend at least 2 years in the army, not because they want to be soldiers, but there exists, Mr. President, every facet of skills and trades in those two organizations.
Senator Clark was addressing a recent sitting of the Senate. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.